this week the word heal, healing, healing. And I go back in the scripture and I find that the scripture tells me in Isaiah 50, in 2 Chronicles 7:14 that he will hear our prayer, forgive our what? Say it out loud. Sins, and he will what? Heal our land. Two things. He forgives, and then he heals. Healing can't come until there's forgiveness. In fact, the scripture says, if there's any sick among you, let them call for the church, and they'll anoint them with oil, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise them up, and if they've committed any, it'll be forgiven them. It doesn't take 40 years to get it done like that. Are you hearing me? Like that. Oh, but that's just too quick. That's the power of the blood of Jesus. He said he would heal the land. And then he said in Psalm 41:4, heal me. Everybody say, heal me. Before I start checking other people out to see if they're living right, David said in Psalm 41, heal me. In case I've sinned. What did Jesus say to those that came to stone the woman caught in adultery? What did he say to them? He that's without sin, let him, he didn't say, pray. Because folks that are going to stone you aren't going to pray for you. I've learned that. They're not going to pray for you. They're going to stone you. They want to hurt you. He said, he that's without sin, let him cast the first stone. My goodness. Heal me. Heal me. Heal me. Then Isaiah 53:5 says, by his wounds we are healed. And then verse 5 of that same passage says he's going to renew us. He's going to make us new. Oh my. Before we can experience his renewal, we have to experience his forgiveness. Ethan showed me a school project that he worked on. And it was an old family heirloom. And it was rusty. It was a mess. You had to work on it a little bit, didn't you? You had to do some things to fix it, didn't you? But when it was all done, it's like brand new, isn't it? And when I saw the pictures of this family heirloom, I said to him, that's exactly what the Lord has been saying to me. He's going to renew us. He's going to sand us down. He's going to clean us up so he can renew us. And for that to happen, he has to heal us. Oh, man. He has to heal us. Say, he has to heal me. Some of you are still carrying hurts from churches you've gone to 40 years ago. Relationships that you've been hurt by 40 years ago. It's time to get over that. It's time to get with it. It's time to move on. Are you hearing me? Because this is what he says. By his wounds we're healed. And he said to me, you're not just healed in your body by my wounds. You're healed in your mind. You're healed in your spirit. You're healed in your relationships. And this is what he said. And I've been talking to my wife about it for weeks now. He's going to heal our homes. He's going to heal our homes. But I'm a Christian. My home doesn't need healing. Really? Really? Mm-hmm. I don't know about you, but I could be a better husband. Sherry couldn't stand it because I'm so good now. But I could be a better husband. I want to be a better father, a better Christian. It always helps to be a Christian before you're a preacher. Always helps. Oh, man. If we're going to refuel, we've got to renew. Before we pray, years ago, Brother Kevin, do you remember when they first came out with the, General Motors came out with the automobile diesels? And everybody wanted one. How many of you remember that? Everybody wanted a diesel automobile. I got one. Bad choice. I thought it was going to be great because it was a diesel Cadillac. One night home from church with the family in the car, the temperature dropped. Diesel fuel will gel when it gets too cold. Did you know they had to take the gas tank off of that car and completely clean it out and redo it so I could put fuel in it again because the cold had gummed it up so bad it had messed up the tank? Ladies and gentlemen, maybe your relationship with Jesus has gotten so cold. Things have been gummed up. He wants to heal it. Are you hearing me? Are you ready for that? I need refueling. I need renewing. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about me. Start with me. He's going to do it again because he's done it before. He's done it before. No matter how rusty it is, no matter how it looks like it needs to be thrown away, it can be renewed. Are you hearing me? Do you know how to pray? Think about it. Do you know how to pray? Or do we have to have an order of worship to know what to do? Do you know how to pray? I want you to find a place. I don't want you to sing anything else but that. I want that to be the prayer. I want you to find a place, and I want you to tell the Lord what it is in you. He already knows. Father, this is what I need renewed in me. This is what I need to make right with you. I need renewal. I'm not going to be able to hold the fuel you put inside if the tank is leaking. Find a place. Stand. Come to the front and kneel. Sit. But I want them to sing. I want this to be a time of confession. I want this to be, don't pray for your neighbor, don't pray for your mama, don't pray for your daddy, don't pray for your husband or your wife. Pray for you. Father, cleanse me. Heal me. Heal my mind. Heal my heart. I want to make good decisions for me, good decisions for my home, good decisions for my business. And I know in my life you will do it again, Father. I've not gotten too far from you. I'm here because of you, Father. And I know you're going to do it again. In the name of Jesus. Father, I've walked around these walls and wondered, why hasn't things changed? Why haven't things changed? I've even tried to do it myself, and I make a mess every time I try to do something. I need you to heal me inside and out. I want you to pray while they sing. No one's listening to you. Talk to him. Talk to him. It's about you. It's about you. You need refueling. You need renewing. Talk to him about you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I want the brothers to come and stand to my right, all of the men. And young men, I want you to come and stand to my right. Just stand in a group. And all the sisters, I want you to stand to my left in a group. The scripture says, pray for one another. For what reason? That you may be healed. Pray for one another. Yeah, but Pastor, you don't understand. I really don't think that I'm called to the ministry of laying on of hands. He didn't ask that. He said, do it. I want you to turn. Pray one for another right now. Right now. Right now. That there's separation from things that are not like the Father. As I prayed just a moment ago, David said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Psalm 51, verses 10 and 12. Create in me a pure heart. Would you read that with me? Let's make it a confession to the Lord. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit. Say that again. A willing spirit. You're going to have to do, and I'm going to have to do, some things that our flesh isn't going to want to do. Grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Oh my. This is the way Eugene Peterson wrote it. Read it with me. God, make a fresh start in me. Shape a Genesis week from the chaos of my life. Don't throw me out with the trash or fail to breathe holiness in me. Bring me back from the gray exile. Put a fresh wind in my sails. Do you want that? This is my prayer. Ezekiel 18, verses 30 to 32. Read it with me. Therefore, you Israelites, this is the Lord talking to them, I will judge each of you according to your own ways, declares the sovereign Lord. Repent. Turn away from all of your offenses. Then sin will not be your downfall. Rid yourselves of all the offenses you have committed and get a new heart and a new spirit. Why will you die, people of Israel? For I take no pleasure in the death of anyone. Remember God saying that, declares the sovereign Lord. What's the last three words? Repent and live. Ezekiel 36, 25 through 29. This is what the Lord says he's going to do for us. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from all your idols. Stop right there. Don't think this is for the person next to you. This is for you. I will cleanse you from all your impurities, from all your idols. I'll give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone. I've lost the feeling. It's just not there anymore. I've heard folks say that over the last month about the church. Some young people have said, I just don't get anything out of church. He said, I'm going to remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. In other words, it's going to be a heart that feels. And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be what? Careful. Everybody say careful. You have to do his word on purpose. Everybody say on purpose. Follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. Then you will live in the land I gave your ancestors. You will be my people and I will be your God. I will save you from all your uncleanness. I'll call you. I'll call for the grain and make it plentiful. In other words, he'll give you more than enough. Say more than enough. And I'll not bring famine on you. My goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, God wants to renew you. This is how he's going to renew us. Confess this with me. Would you stand? I will run and not grow weary. Say it. I will run and not grow weary. When we get tired and worn out, we make dumb decisions because you just want to get it over. Isaiah 40, 31, read it. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. I run and not grow weary. Oh my goodness. I am able to run and not grow weary. Say that. I am able to run and not grow weary. I am encouraged and I encourage others, according to Philippians 4, 4 through 7. I, ladies and gentlemen, not only run, not only am I encouraged, I am nourished and I nurture others. Proverbs 10, 21. How do you nurture others? It's great to see you. You look good tonight. You say things that nurture that person. You're smart. God has his hand on you. Build one another up. As a parent nurtures the children, you don't call your children stupid and dumb and idiots, hopefully. God doesn't call you stupid, dumb, and idiot. You nurture one another by what comes out of your mouth. I run, I'm able to run and not grow weary. I'm encouraged and encourage others. I am nourished and I nurture others. I do everything, say it, I do everything with excellence, even when alone. Philippians 4:4, 4:8. And I worship and work until Jesus returns. We have forgotten Luke 19:13. Jesus said, occupy until I come. Do you know what that means? It doesn't mean to sit in a corner and wait. It means be busy. I run, I'm encouraged, I'm nourished, I'm excellent, and I worship and I work. We're going to say this every time we get together. We're going to say this because we have to have renewal. We have to have, the scripture says, do not be weary in well-doing, for in due season you will reap if you don't give up. You have to keep at it. Wow. Are you glad you came? Yes, 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 yes. Yes. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bless your people. I pray for their families. I pray for their finances. I praise you that your hand is on them. And every weapon formed against them will not prosper. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen.
Thank you for joining our service today. If you'd like to donate, we have many ways for you to give. You can text Zion and the amount to 73256, visit us online at zionca.org, or send by mail to Zion Christian Assembly, 258 Beartooth Parkway, Suite 130, Dawsonville, Georgia, 30534. For more resources and information on our church, visit zionca.org.